WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive, we are positively in Ocean City, Maryland. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. It's the 50th anniversary for them. It's 25th anniversary for us. This is our first segment that was not with John Martin or Seth Elkin that features the special 25th anniversary logo. It's got the cupcake, the fireworks, the very Tinkerbell inspired from Walt Disney World. This guy next to me is an elected official. I don't know if I would vote for you or not. I am not given the opportunity.
You would.
I'm not given the opportunity. Yeah. He is a member of the House of Delegates. I'm reading right from his Wikipedia. Look at that good looking pink shirt you got there.
Man,
Wicomico County. For those of you who don't know where Wicomico County is, it's over that way.
Next door.
All right. He is a Republican. Next time any of you say I don't have Republicans on, here he is right here. 38B, District 38B, we have discussed this about Del Mar and the peninsula and the Sharptown Fire Department and the Oysters.
Yep.
Carl Anderton, he is a returning champion here of all things Eastern Shore. I like him because he listens to the show. He came up, he smooched up to me like a politician from the Eastern Shore would at Preakness and said, hey, I listen to you. And I'm even a Republican that listens to you. And the next thing you know, I'm doing a crab cake tour. And you've joined me in Salisbury a couple times down here at the beach.
Yep.
Mako is here. This is when you bring all us city folks across the bridge. And everybody knows Ocean City, we come down here. But this is a big thing that I don't know that citizens know a lot about it unless you're involved in state government. But it's a little bit of a Super Bowl for where the money goes and where the money flows.
Right.
And more than that, I think it's a Super Bowl for guys like you who maybe go to Annapolis, see people or whatnot, but this brings everybody to one place.
Yeah, I don't have to travel 2 hours now, so I can just come down the street.
You're the one usually doing all the driving.
Right, absolutely.
Right? I understand.
Yeah. And so for local governments, you know, this is their one opportunity where they have the entire state government here in one spot, so any issues they have, be it roads, anything environmental, taxes, whatever, one stop taken care of in one place. I mean, it's just amazing opportunity.
All right, so give me the lowdown of what's important to the people of your, what are you in doing every day that might look a little different than what somebody in the city's doing or in Baltimore County or where I live up in Towson. What are the, I'll tell you an issue I always have with you, and I brought it, I don't think, when I was with Jake Day, I was at Suicide Bridge over in Hurlock having a crab cake a couple weeks ago when I went over to Dewey Beach. I drove through your county on the way over and back because it's beautiful. I'd rather stay off 50. I'd rather, you know, I'm more 404. I saw some folks from Kent County and Denton. Mm-hmm. I've really gotten to know these roads over here the last 2 years.
Right on.
This is the most beautiful time of the year to drive those roads. Mm-hmm. But damn if I'm going to get a cell signal on a,
no.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I'm just being honest with you, and this speaks to maybe our political differences and information differences, but, like, just trying to communicate when you're not on 50 on the back roads, and I'll speak to Western Maryland. I'll get Trone over here later on. We'll talk about what's going on the other side. But communication and cell phone service that in 2023 that we take for granted in Towson or on the Beltway or in Baltimore or anywhere you're a listener in the Beltway, that's not a way of life once you get off 50 going to Del Mar, right?
No, it's the truth, man, and it's something we've dealt with and we've had. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I got one that sounds good. Good.
That's no problem. You know, look good, sound good.
Right.
You know.
We already look good. You know that.
You know what it is. But it's an issue that we've worked on. We're still working on it, trying to get coverage everywhere.
Broadband.
Right. Well, just cell service, you know.
Right on.
And, you know, we're still lacking behind because the issue is volume. User volume. So they're like, you know, okay, yeah, we could put one on the backside of Hebron that will provide coverage for 500 people, or we can go over to a new development outside of Columbia, Maryland.
And hit 40,000.
Right. So that's always been our issue.
And that probably will always be your issue without getting some sort of help, because the one thing you're never going to have, I should say never, but is population, right?
Eventually.
How many people voted for you? How big is your... Give me your district area. Because, I mean, I see you every year, you're elected official, but, like, a lot less votes than if you were in Towson would be necessary to elect you. Right?
I mean, our district, we have about 50,000 people in our district. You know, we have
sub-districts.
What's up, brother? And, you know, and... But I have a very... you would still call it rural, but on the shore we call it pretty urbanized area.
Okay.
We have the metropolitan core of Wicomico County. And
that would be Salisbury.
That would be Salisbury. Okay. So I have half the county population in my district. And
the north side of Salisbury, correct?
All the way through, down through Salisbury University, down to the other
end of
the
bypass. Now, in my cooler, mm-hmm. in my car, I have half of a slice of Death by Coconut Cream Pie.
Right now.
From the Ugly Pie.
Right now.
In your district?
Yep.
All right, so there. I shopped in your district yesterday. All right, good.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. And so on the way home, stop at Walmart and hit the mall or any of the other shopping areas and spend some more money, please.
I'm not going to Walmart. I'm going to go to Evolution.
Everybody goes to Walmart, man.
That's I'm not going to one at Salisbury. I got one at home. I don't need to do that. I got one at Towson.
But yes, come to Evo. Absolutely.
You know what I don't have? I don't have Evo.
You do not, brother. We got that.
Right.
Yes.
I know about these things.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I wish you were with me. Is Burnish the one...
That's the new one on the north end.
On the north end,
yep.
Behind the hotel I was staying.
Yes.
I was staying like the Residence Inn,
yep.
right?
Yep.
There's a Starbucks there and a chick, all mm-hmm. the things you got, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I went to that Burnish. It's around the corner. And mm-hmm. like
it's got the roll-up doors and everything.
Correct.
Yep.
I went there, and you should have been there to cut me off that night because I was staying a block away.
I would never cut you
no,
off.
No, what happened was, and this is true, I was there last year. I was there mm-hmm. in August.
Mm-hmm.
And it was near my hotel, so I didn't have to drive. I literally walked. There's a little freight of mosquitoes over there.
We got some big ones.
Coming in from Ardella Springs.
They will
boom.
Pick you right, up and carry right. you away, brother.
I've been to Chrisfield. yeah,
oh, yeah. Now you're talking. yeah. We named them.
I still got the marks on the scars back yep. here on my neck from that boat ride over to Smith Island.
Mm-hmm.
But so I went to the bar there and the kid's like, yeah, this is good. This is good, and this drink's good. And the Oriole game was on.
Mm-hmm.
It was in August, and I think they were playing. It wasn't West Coast, but it was like maybe a Texas game or something. Started a little later,
right?
And the beer was delicious. And unlike Evo, where I was driving out of there, you know,
right.
I went in, hit it, hit and run, had a little
burger.
You
could walk from here.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, that's good. It was really. I had a stout. It was a summer stout,
right?
And it was a Swedish kind of stout, a little on the sweet end. And I'm like, I'm going to have me another one. I looked up, 9.2%. You know what I mean? And I woke up a little hungover in your district.
That's all right. It's good for you.
Honorable delegate.
Yeah, it's
you
good.
Know, I did.
Good for you. We welcome you. So.
Well, the beer was good.
Yeah, that's right.
It was so
that's
good I had
matters,
to have another
man.
One.
That's all that matters.
It had nothing to do with my taste for the alcohol.
Right.
It was just like, that tastes good.
Yeah, it's a meal and a beverage, brother.
Listen, I like... the Eastern Shore. Like, I didn't know how much I'd like it. I had the folks in Rocky Gap and the folks out in Deep Creek. I had never been out there.
Mm-hmm.
I had never really been off 50s other than to drive through a few chicken farms on the way over
right.
to Dewey Beach. I didn't
right.
stop or anything.
Right.
But, like, you're in a beautiful part of the world, and I can see the appeal mm-hmm. of why people want to live over here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is where it's at.
But your family came from the other side, right? You're Baltimore people or no? You've
no,
always
no,
been
no.
Eastern Shore.
I've always been here since the 1600s. So
why'd you adopt the Ravens? Why didn't you have the burgundy and gold, whatever they're called?
What is wrong with you, man? I'm Maryland, bro. Where do the Ravens practice? Maryland? Where are the Commandos or whatever they're called this week practice?
Virginia.
All right, there you go. Need I say more? No.
Well, you are a really big – you come at me as a sports fan, as a delegate. So
right.
give me the sports vibe for the Shore. I'm telling you, I was in mm-hmm. your district a year ago watching an Oriole game
yeah.
having a beer. And the Oriole, I have not walked 50 feet in Ocean City without seeing an Oriole hat.
Yeah.
And it's been a long...
It's been many
gotta
minutes.
Got to go back to senior week in the 80s.
Many minutes,
me.
Brother, yeah.
Down at the Madison Beach
yeah.
Motel down on 4th,
yeah.
you know. It's been a long time, but everywhere I go here, I'm seeing Oriole things.
Yeah.
Give me your experience. Because that's another thing that affects you, getting to games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Broadband,
oh, yeah.
like people like trying to get the games is an issue.
Well, even just... traveling to the games physically. We dealt with it Saturday going to the preseason game. You know, we were 2 hours behind because of Bay Bridge traffic.
So you went to the preseason game?
Oh, yeah. We tailgate everything.
Dude, you're hardcore.
Oh, yeah. We tailgate.
Hold on.
Look,
you drove 2 hours last week to go to the preseason
game. And tailgate. We did steak tacos and Scrapple, brother.
Scrapple?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Eastern Shore Scrapple?
Yeah, it's real Scrapple, man. What's that face for? What you making that...
I don't eat Scrapple.
You haven't had real Scrapple, I guess, right? Will you have Rappa or some of that Pennsylvania mess up there?
Is there Maryland Scrapple?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm on the shore. I probably get anything I want over here.
Absolutely. We got it all, brother. We got it all. From the rooter to the tutor, man. We got you covered. Yeah.
For dinner. You were doing this at night.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So it's an hors d'oeuvre. We do.
I don't want to call you hillbilly.
As soon as I get,
you're acting like one.
Yeah, that's all right. You call me whatever you want, brother.
You're acting like
I'm a shore billy. As soon as we get there, we fry scrapple up on the griddle, get it going, and that's something for people to snack on while we're making the big deal, which we had London broil, and we sliced up for steak tacos for everybody. So,
well, I'll have that.
Yeah,
I'll eat that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome to come anytime, man. We're on Lot H every time.
So you go to every Ravens game.
Every Ravens game.
All right, well, let's talk some sports. Yeah. Carly Andrew Denier, is there anything political you want to say about Annapolis or something that's overtly Republican or overtly sure that you're bringing to Annapolis to help your people where you get pushback or fight that we can fight about it or you can make sense to lobby me? I mean, you're working for your people.
Absolutely.
I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
What do your people want?
So,
what do you go to Annapolis for?
It's the same thing that everybody else wants, man. You want clean, safe neighborhoods. And I know you say it's political speak, but it's legit. Clean, safe neighborhoods, clean, safe schools. Everybody wants the opportunity to make a dollar so they can pay the bills and live another day. I mean, it's just
but in your area, and making a dollar means farming. It's a different kind of way of making a dollar, right?
We have a new Secretary of Ag who I have a great relationship with. We're working on some issues now because farms are in Delaware and Maryland. So
what are the issues? Go ahead.
There's a little bit of an issue with recognizing each state's certifications, for like sod, for example. Sod has to be certified to be used.
And that is because of bugs, things that you...
Yeah.
We got these lantern flies flying around now, right? I don't know where the hell they hatch or how they...
Right.
But they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they weren't 3 years ago. This is science, and it's important.
And so...
And it needs to be regulated, right?
For the longest time, we had... where each state would recognize the other certification, like, you could use Delaware sod in Maryland, Maryland sod in Delaware, and now it's changed somehow, I guess because of the administration shift, maybe. They were like, yeah, we don't understand what this is, we're going to stop it. And so we have a sod farmer who would have sod planted, grown in Delaware, planted in Maryland. Now they're saying you have to have it now recertified in Maryland, which is duplicative. But we're working on that. And then we'll take care of that,
But so that's what happens when you have a state line up against your
absolutely.
District, right?
Right down, yeah. But we'll take care of that. We'll get that straight. The other issue, we're always looking to bring things home in the budget. We're looking at a new building at Salisbury University, expansion to the Wicomico Airport.
Fighting for your peace.
Always, absolutely. Yeah. But it's good.
John Angelo's fighting for his peace.
He is. And you know what? I mean... He
said something to me over Beardy on that. He'd be fool not to ask for it.
You got to ask.
He's asking to have the parity clause. He's demanding
that. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Well, I'm glad you said that out loud as somebody going to Annapolis.
That can't happen.
What do you make? Maybe you're different because you're all sportsed up and you're all lubed up like I was 30 years ago about having a football team and all this. Now that these billionaires are billionaires and they get more rich off the public booby,
right?
I don't know where I stand on it, and I certainly wouldn't know if I were a person 2.5 hours away where they're jamming you for cable television and this and that. They're really kind of taking advantage of the bird in your closet, and I don't know if I were with people, if I were an elected, how over the top I would be to further enrich John Angelos and Steve Bisciotti. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm at the point, and I've had a sports radio station, right, and I've been horribly mistreated by them, given I'm a marketing arm for them, right? Like, I am an advocate for them, whether they realize that or not, right?
Yeah, I'm listen
an
advocate. To your show. Yeah,
yeah,
you talk
right?
every day.
I mean, obviously,
yeah, right.
they hate me despite my advocacy. I can't imagine for citizens who think, how much are we giving them and why? Because why aren't we giving it to schools? Why aren't we giving it to the police? Why aren't we giving it to the military? Like, there's a million different things we could be doing around here to take care of. Roads.
Right.
I mean, a million problems in your county, right? The Orioles and the Ravens getting richer. That might be a tough sell over here for you. Maybe not for you because you love baseball or football, but I could see where you could push back on that at the barbecue, right?
You have to explain where the money's coming from. It's not tax dollars.
It's bonds.
Lottery revenue pays the bonds off, So if...
Right there. Got you right there. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my clerk of court. What's up, man? Keep on clerking, baby. This right here.
When you're with someone of Carl Anderson's stature, you know, like over here on the shore.
Right. Anyway, I love you, man. So,
for you, but for you and going to Annapolis and saying, you said you have to explain where this money's coming from. What do you tell your people when they say, I'm giving them rich people, billionaires, you know, they're 150 miles away and I got a farm and they don't care about me. What do the Orioles care about me?
If you don't buy this, then you don't participate.
Right on.
Yeah. So it's a selective tax, you know, like gambling, you know, it's a selective tax. You know, if you don't gamble,
you're not contributing.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're contributing. You've been to Orioles games yet? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My wife and I, we love going, man.
What does that look like for you? I mean, and I'll be honest, I came over for Tommy Cromwell a couple weeks. I stayed in Salisbury. Mm-hmm. Stayed right by Burnish a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I'm not at the point at midnight I can turn around and make the ride back. Now, I do Philly. I've done D.C. Mm-hmm. Lord knows, I've done the Meadowlands like a maniac going.
Right.
But I can't imagine being from Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Oriole games end a little earlier, so you know maybe you can get home by midnight.
It's about that.
Okay,
yeah,
so that maybe that's a little more tenable, that you leave the Camden Yards parking lot on a Tuesday night after they beat the Royals 8-2 or whatever. The games end at 9:45 now, not 10:45, right?
Right.
Has that made it a little bit more? I mean, I got to think at 2 in the afternoon, you're thinking, I'm getting in the car. And
that's right.
This is a hell of a commitment on a Wednesday
night.
We're
on our way, yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, and we normally go during the week like that because the beach traffic's so bad on the weekends that I can't sit in traffic like that. I just can't do it, you know.
That makes it not fun.
Yeah, and, you know, like Saturday, sitting up there for 2 hours, you know, to go 1 mile to get on the bridge to get across to get to the game. While, you know, it's just that drives me nuts. I just can't deal with it.
Now, you one of those guys who wants to get a third lane going across?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's an Eastern Shore cause.
It's got to happen, man. It's got to happen. I mean, everything that we get comes by truck.
Right.
You know, we're talking about Walmart, you know. I know I laugh and joke.
But that, doesn't a lot of things come down 13 out of Jersey?
That's a bridge as well.
Right.
That's a bridge as well. All three access points are by bridge, you know. So you have to cross a bridge to get to the peninsula. There's just no other way, you know. And, you know, so as the population grows.
And it's growing.
Every day people get driver's license. Every day. It's crazy how that happens. Every day. Every day.
But when I come over here, specifically when I see what's happened from Lewis south on the peninsula.
Right.
And obviously, and I have Leonard Raskin. I'm going to give Leonard some free love. Leonard's one of our sponsors, Raskin. He owns up Bethany. Mm-hmm. He's a Delaware. He's a Republican. He's a Delaware. And I even asked him this week. He's owned in Delaware 15 years. Like, it costs me less. I'm better on tax. You know, like, all of those things.
Right.
But plenty of people in Ocean Pines over here. Plenty of people know, like, the Eastern Shore side from Salisbury over, the bypass road, everything near Purdue and near where the Shorebirds play. Mm-hmm. I just see development over here, and it's a good life over here if you don't need to be in the big city, right?
Right.
You don't need to use the big airport or any of that, right? But when you want to go to games, it's a commitment. It's a commitment.
No, absolutely. And, you know, our economy, you know, a big portion of that is tourism. You know, until we're afforded the opportunity and there is a way to do everything, we just have to figure it out where we can have that high-tech triangle, you know, between Wallops and UMES and Salisbury University.
Are you bridge across Annapolis or a different kind of bridge? You talking about a third bay bridge.
Right next to where the other two are.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, right next to where
the Because I have heard people talking about Harford County, you know. So,
I mean, you could do that, but the cheapest is to do what we have now, maximize the lanes we have now. And I think if we had another four-lane bridge, you know, because then you still have five existing with another four. You know, that way in those heavy peak minutes, you can just.
If my wife were here, she'd laugh at me right now. But if she were here, she would have driven.
Right.
I'm a little height weird, right? Like, I lived on the 23rd floor for 19 years.
Right.
And if it had a ledge, I wouldn't have gone out. It may have taken me years. Like my cat getting in the basement. It took her a year and a half to get in the basement. I drove down this trip, and because I got my Easy Pass, right, I stayed to the left there at St. Clair and. And, you know,
not me.
No. So what happened?
You were on the other side.
I wound up with the headlight traffic. Dude.
White knuckling all the way, boy.
What the hell was... Yeah. I got on it, and all I'm thinking of... I was listening to the Bodines, and I'm like, I need a mellow song right now. Yeah, right. I need 4.5 minutes just to get me to the top of the bridge.
Once you make that curve.
Well, you make the curve, and you look over, and the other bridge is there.
Right.
And it's a mind F. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going up the bridge, and I'm like, you know,
I never, ever, ever.
My Tony Robbins thing was Cool Moss when I did the hot coals. That's a long story, but I walked on fire coals. It's Cool Moss. And I'm like, just trying to stay all Steely Dan mellow, trying to stay all smooth jazz, no heavy metal, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm just, and I had a truck in front of me, and I'm just, watch the license plate, watch the license plate, just hum, think you're, you know, it's kind of like, just like when you get an IV, just breathe through it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then once you get on the other side and you burn
and you start to go down a little bit, you're like, man, yes. I need to pull over in Stevensville, get a towel.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't take that side either, man.
And it freaked me out.
I drive that bridge multiple times a week, and I will not. No, it's not going to happen.
And
no. And no. You know.
Head on traffic on the bridge is totally not.
Yeah, no, it'll mess you up, man. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe that people don't just stop their car and completely freak out.
Well, they have that number now where you can call and
come rescue me.
Well, you pull off to the side of the road.
I would feel like all the people behind me. I couldn't do that to them.
Well, that's the whole thing. So it's peer pressure to get you across the bridge.
It was something. It was a little puddle between my legs.
Yeah.
Carl Anderson's here. He is a delegate, 38B. I'm looking this up, right? 38B, Wicomico County. People in Baltimore can't even spell Wicomico.
No.
That's Salisbury and North.
South, all the whole center of the county. So where the people live.
Where we all drive through on 50.
That's right. Where you all drive through on 50. You got it. Yeah. Wait.
Get out, gas your car up at the Royal Farms in his district. He gets a little tax cut.
That you can, man. Our chicken's better, so.
I was wondering that, because I was driving, because I took 90 in here.
Did you stop and get you some chicken, and it's different, isn't it? It's different, ain't it?
I had the best chicken, nothing to do with you, I had the best Royal Farms chicken I've ever had 2 years ago in Queenstown. It's right where the outlets are, there's a Royal Farms back,
absolutely.
I had to gas up.
Yeah.
After I was white knuckling going across the bridge.
Right.
But I was on 50, I gassed up and used the bathroom in Cambridge on this one. Right where Woods Road, right where you go north up to Suicide Bridge. But the Royal Farms on the bridge of Ocean City has beer and liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Candy's dandy, liquor's quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, there's like three Royal Farms where the Purdue factory is coming out of Salisbury on 50. Right, there's one right by the stadium.
Yep.
And there's one on the right side. There's another distribution center. There's a paper, toilet paper and whatnot. I saw that about a lot of trucks. And I thought to myself, the entrance to Frank Purdue's things right here and the Royal Farms is here. I'm thinking, that's got to be the best chicken in the world. I swear I thought this the other day.
Yeah, when the chickens get loose, they just catch them right there and they're fresh, man.
I was wondering how you could get bad fried chicken in front of Frank Purdue's
factory. Can't happen, bro.
Royal Farms.
Can't
that's just not going to happen.
We feed the world, baby.
Chicken Palooza going on for another week, so take advantage of that. Ravens and Orioles, you want to talk sports with me because you're like
whatever you want, man.
You're literally a listener. I mean, you listen to what we do for not just for the politics and whatnot, but you love the Orioles, you love the Ravens. Are we going to have a when I see you in that red hot tent with Wes Moore next year at the Preakness, the 141st, 2nd, or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Are we going to have had a parade? Do you believe in Oriole parade? Do you believe in Raven parade? Do you believe in one ahead of the other?
So
you really are.
Yeah.
You're a huge Eastern Shore
absolutely.
Baltimore fan.
You know, I worry about the, you know, matching up against Houston in the playoffs. You know, we saw what happened. You know, we played them last week. I worry about that series. They are real. And we're real, too. And you know what? I love what Mike Elias has done. People can say what they want. I don't care. I love what he's done. And I appreciate the fact that he didn't sell the farm this trade deadline. Save it for next year when everybody's a little bit older, a little bit gone through the cycle.
Yeah, the Flaherty thing the other night didn't go well.
No, but that's okay. But we're geared up now to take these assets next year and go all in. And that's when I think things happen. But
so you're ready to be eliminated in game five this
not
year?
At all.
You're going to be
not
okay
at all.
With
no,
well,
no,
I know
no.
you're right. I mean,
no, I want to win it all. I want to be in downtown Baltimore for a parade.
As Tommy Conwell once sang, there ain't no tomorrow, baby.
No.
There's just right now.
No, we take what we got, we go. But I appreciate him not mortgaging the future. You know, I appreciate that. The Ravens, look, every year since 1996, I've said we're going to win the Super Bowl. I was right twice. That means it's not a fluke, brother. So we're going to win it this year as long as our secondary holds up. My only concern is our secondary. That is my concern.
Well, the Humphrey thing should worry everybody, right? I mean,
the whole – every piece of it worries me. The only one I'm not worried about is Kyle Hamilton. I'm worried about everybody else out there.
In the secondary.
The whole secondary. Absolutely. That is –
I'm sold, I think, because Eric is sold on Roquan Smith in regard –
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
In regard to wanting leadership on – and I've said
I'm
this.
I'm not worried about that front
and
seven.
Marlon Humphrey, I know you're not listening, Marlon, but you're a pretend leader.
That's not nice, man.
And there's – Terrell Suggs was a pretend leader. There's pretend leaders, and I've seen Ray Lewis.
Well, yeah.
I've seen Ray Lewis. Right. You know, I've seen Rob Woodson.
Well, when Ray's
I've seen
there,
Shannon Sharp.
Right. When those guys are in the room, I mean, they're taking all the air.
I've seen Anquan Boldin.
Right.
I've seen Ed Reed.
Right, right.
I've seen Matt Burke. I've seen real leaders. Mm-hmm.
Roquan is. Uncle Ro is a leader.
I think Roquan Smith is going to be a difference maker. Yeah. And listen, and I'll say this. First time I said this on the air, because I said this. I haven't talked to a lot of Ravens the last couple weeks, other than with Luke, and he and I don't bitch at each other too much because we like each other.
Yeah.
Although we went at each other on the Angelos thing last week and the Kevin Brown thing. But I think the defense is going to be better than the offense. And that's a weird thing to say with all the money they gave Lamar, all the toys, mm-hmm. all the Zay Flowers and the Mark Andrews and all and J.K. Dobbins, and they're going to run, and they have a veteran offensive. They have all of that. They don't know who the left guard is. They got one football and all these receivers. I'm going to say on a week-by-week basis, I honestly believe we're going to be happier with the defense than we're going to be with the offense. And that
if that's true, we're
winning
the Super Bowl.
That's a weird August for me.
If that's true, we're winning the Super Bowl. Because we felt that way in the Kyle Bowler years. But Lamar Jackson, thank God, is not Kyle Bowler. So, you know, I mean, that was a decade of, you know. Well,
played on my Little League team, this guy.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
He dominated you.
Batted cleanup on our team.
He said he dominated you.
Right here,
you going to let that man say that? I mean,
he was a great player.
He's pretty soft now, so you probably
Timmy
could get him.
Timmy Wendt could play. He could play, man. Coming out of Eastwood, he could play. Well, trust me.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
He played ball on the shore, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, let me ask you this as a sports guy on the Eastern Shore. Luke and I had this problem all the time, too. I grew up a little deprived. I played a lot of Little League. I mean, a lot of Little League in the 70s.
Right.
When I met Bad News Bears, right? When I went to see the Bad News Bears, you're a little younger, right? How old are you? You're 47?
I'm 50 now.
You're 50 now? All right.
Just turned 50,
I'm only 4 years older.
Yeah.
Okay, 5 years older. So Bad News Bears, you don't really remember that because that was you were like 3 when I came out or whatever. That was – I was that age. Really. So I was 7, 8, 9 years old when it was all going on, 76, 77. They had an outfield home run fence. I feel so cheated in my life. And I don't know that I ever would
have
hit one out. I had a couple of home runs where the outfielder was picking daisies.
You hit it, let them run, man.
Yeah. But I didn't have that kind of – I was more of a singles, doubles. I was a really good baseball player in that way. Mm-hmm. I hit for high average, played first base, caught. Good defensive play. I was a good player.
Sure.
But, like, not a power hitter.
Right.
But the fence would have given me something – like, we played street ball. We had a fence in the neighborhood. But I never – on the Eastern Shore, there's a fence, right?
It was a mix. I know when we played in Crisfield – in Crisfield High School, now, I didn't play because I didn't have the GPA in the spring. I'd always have it in the fall. Like, I'd start high with grades, and they'd go down during the year, you know. But
I read your deficiency. Carl Anderton. Carl does not apply himself. Is that what it is?
Very true.
Got that.
Absolutely.
He'll grow up to be a delegate and an elected official.
Imagine that.
Go ahead.
Right?
Yes.
Imagine it. So, but for the longest time, the high school field didn't have a fence. And so it was one of those, you just crank it and run. And so
most places, in Baltimore, as a kid, there's no place I know of as a kid. And maybe somebody will say there was one in Arbutus or Owings Mills or Essex or whatever. There was a cornfield behind the Chase Fields. It was almost like Field of Dreams when I was a little boy. We played travel ball at Chase in Essex. I never played or saw or know anyone other than Luke, who lived in Shrewsbury. I went up to Luke's house, and it's like Pennsylvania, right across the border, you know? And I went up there, and he took me out to his Little League field, and it had a home run fence, and I was just weepy. And I was like, I didn't have one of those. I'll never have one of those. That's right, you know? And I'm figuring, Phil, on the Eastern Shore, you must have at least had that.
Did you go out there and try to hit one?
Well, I think of things you had that I didn't have, because I felt like I wouldn't have wanted to grow up on the... I mean, I love growing up in Dundalk in the city, taking the 22 to the Memorial... I mean, I'm a city guy. You know that.
Sure.
You know that.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to be hunting or... Right. I might fish a little, but I ain't going to be doing all that Eastern Shore stuff. I'm not a farmer. I'm itched. I hate bugs. Right. Like, all that. Mm-hmm. But you had a home run fence and I didn't, and that... You know, it was a little part of that that makes me feel like I wish I grew up somewhere else.
Well, it's nice to know that we had something you didn't, because that's probably the only thing.
Who's your favorite Oriole?
Whew. Eddie Murray.
No, now.
Now? Oh, now. I thought you meant all the time. Oh, now Gunner.
Gunner's your guy?
Gunner, man. Yeah. Gunner, absolutely.
You gonna get you a number two jersey?
Yeah. No. No.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of weird with the jersey thing. I do a lot of throwbacks because... You know, the cost of jerseys, you know, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to shell out $200 for this.
Yeah, that ugly 13,
thing.
You got to pull the Machado off the back.
Right, exactly.
Or if you got a Chris Davis jersey, what would you do with that?
Right. Oh, goodness. I put United.
I mean, it's almost like having a Flacco jersey. What did he ever win?
Well.
Right.
Well, wait a minute now.
I'm just saying, I defend Joe.
I do, too.
I'm a Joe guy.
I'm all right with Joe.
I'm on Team Joe.
I'm all right with Joe. I'm not a big fan of, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 Joe, but, you know.
Well. Where do you see what Lamar looks like when there's no money around him either? Because that's coming.
And that's fine, you know.
That's true.
Just give me a ring until then. I just want one. Just give me one.
In Lamar, we trust.
Just give me one. That's right.
Carl Anderton, if you see him, if you're on the right lane going westbound or eastbound, excuse me, that's where he's going to be. He's not going to be on the left side going eastbound to Ocean City.
That's
We're
right.
We're at the Mako. Tell me what Mako is. If you give him the elevator speech on what. What is Mako in Ocean City?
So it's an advocacy and educational conference for county officials across the state to come down here. And what's up, ladies? To come down here and to learn how to be a county official, you know, from running meetings to applying for grants to writing a budget, all these things. And then you have all of us, the entire government, basically down here as a one-stop shop for county officials to advocate on things they need, put services, items in the budget, legislation. It's an amazing opportunity for your county officials.
All right. When I need something in Wicomico County, I'm going to come find you.
Hit me up, bro.
Salisbury, underrated. I saw the mayor of Frederick. I want to get him on because I told him I loved this town, and he knew a little bit about what I was doing. So I got to get some people on. Everybody know. How do you know everybody?
Cornbread, man. That's what it is. You know,
I didn't even call you by your nickname.
That's all right.
Cornbread is his name. Cornbread Anderton. Carl Anderton, a 38B, never to be. Is there a C? Just an A. Is it A and a B?
There is a C.
There's a C? A, B, and C.
Yeah.
You're the B.
I'm the B.
All right.
But I'm not AB.
Listen, if the Orioles win the World Series.
I'll be anything you want.
You'll be in Baltimore.
I'll be it all.
You text me. We will have a drink together in your Eddie Murray orange 1983 throwback jersey.
Bet, absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been on eBay looking to buy an Oriole jersey, and I don't know why I just don't pull the trigger and buy the damn thing, because I really want it.
Which one are you looking at?
It's a Louis Aparicio, right? So it's
that's perfect for you, dog.
But I want to show it, because it's orange. He never wore an orange jersey, but it's the Aparicio. It's the 79 frontage on it. So it's like sort of the Mike Flanagan. It's legit. It's not the one they wear now, which is a different logo.
Right. Yep.
This is like the Eddie Murray. This is the 79 to 83.
That's pullover, right?
Pullover. Yep. The poly. It looks to be a legitimate like Cooperstown collection thing.
Right.
So I'm thinking about that one. It's an 11. It's an Aparicio. I mean, I want a new one, but I'm worried about it fitting me in the chest the right way. But I'm thinking about getting an October piece to wear. Something fresh.
Sure.
And it's not going to be Gunnar Henderson or
Rutschman. No, but that's
Rutschman.
Cool, though. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm about that.
Buck and a half to make you laugh.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little north of my, you know. I mean, I dress nice and all, but I don't spend a buck and a half
on a piece. Good, man. You look like Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
I look like
man.
I'm going to spend a buck and a half. Yeah. That guy's got a great shirt, though. That's way better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I will wear that shirt. That's shirt of the day. That's best shirt.
That's my man. Yeah.
You know him?
Absolutely.
Well, Eastern Shore, they dress right over here. All right, Carl Anderton, you can't vote for him unless you live in Wicomico County, but you can make. You're going to run for governor at some point, or you stretching out to do that?
No.
You're sure? No. You're done?
Yeah,
this is where you're going to be?
Nah, but I like this governor.
You like West. You're a Republican that likes West.
West, that dude is legit. He walks what he talks, and I respect
Tell
him.
Tell me what you... Seriously, there's a lot of people that voted for you that did not vote for West Moore.
Absolutely.
I have a feeling, right?
Right.
They were... Okay, so when you see them out at the cookout on the Eastern Shore, they say, West Moore, that's such and such a Democrat. Liberal. Go ahead. What do you say?
I say, wait a minute. You know, I mean... Yeah, we disagree on stuff. We disagree on stuff.
We do.
My wife and I disagree on stuff. My mother and I disagree on stuff. If you didn't disagree, you live in an echo chamber and that's a boring life. Get out.
Right.
You know, you got to disagree. It's how you learn, you know. But it's okay. You don't have to hate somebody because you disagree on something. That's ridiculous. This world we're in now is ridiculous, you know.
That's why I'm nice to you, because we're spreading love, Democrats and Republicans.
Absolutely, man. It's not
I
even
do that
about
letter
that.
Asking
man,
every week. It's fine.
You got to transcend partisan politics. But, you know, the thing with Wes, you know, I asked him for, you know, something to be put in the budget for downtown Salisbury, and he met it and exceeded it. He took care of me. That meant he walked his talk, and I have nothing but respect for that.
All right.
It probably ain't nothing I'd do for that. There's probably nothing I wouldn't do for that man. He is legit. I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, I've had plenty of conversations with him, one-on-one, off the grid, you know, just getting to learn each other. And I'm like, man, this dude's bona fide, man. He's a suitor.
Well, six months into this, we're going to have Governor Wes Moore drop by. Senator Ben Cardin will be coming by. I guess one of his last visits as the sitting senator.
Yeah.
And also Chris Van Hollen will be here. Calvin Ball, Howard County Executive.
Oh, yeah, man. He's
Friday.
Good dude, too. Yeah.
I don't know. Attorney General Anthony Brown gave me an elbow bump earlier. Yeah. He'll be by. So we're going to be doing a lot down here. Carl Anderton, you don't mind being a warm-up act for all that,
I don't mind at all. As a matter of fact, when the governor comes through, tell him that Cornbread says he loves him very much.
Cornbread will be stuck in traffic going to Orioles and Ravens games
you
in August, September, and hopefully deep into October. He is the elected House delegate from 38B in Wicomico County on Eastern Shore in Salisbury. All right, signing off. We'll come back for more. We're at Mako. We're in Ocean City. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I get to wear the fun floppy hat, mess my hair up. I got a little string here. 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free. Got some new offers I'll be telling you about as well. The Maryland Lottery giving away these scratchers. You can have that one. That's fine. Actually, that's for show. Give me that one back. Yeah, this has been my show ticket. So 50th anniversary. We'll be giving these away on the 29th. At Pappas in Glen Burnie. We're going to be there with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. And then on the 15th of September, we're back at Fadley's having the delicious, world-famous Fadley's Crab Cake at Lexington Market. Going to be joined by Dr. Jenkins from Coppin State University, one of our partners, and the Eagles, and new head coach for basketball, Larry Stewart, who's been an old guest and a guy I've known for 30 years. Good to have Stu back at Coppin. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I feel like Richard Scherr on Square Off. Back for more.
Man.
Back for more on Baltimore Positive and WNSD. Mm-hmm. Stay with us.